奉主耶稣圣名在这边证道。
In the name of which is Christ, I speak.
感谢主啊，今天是安息圣日，大家能够聚集在这里来敬拜神，愿主耶稣祝福我们。
We thank the Lord that today is the Holy Sabbath day, and we're all able to gather here to worship the Lord, and the Lord will bless us.
感谢主的恩典啊，这段时间呢，从星期日开始啊，美国跟加拿大的圣职人员呢，在伊丽莎白教会去开灵修会。
We thank the Lord that starting this Sunday, the ministers from Canada and the United States will be having a minister's workshop in Elizabeth Church.
So, today, 有机会安排小弟到这边跟大家来守安息日来敬拜神，让小弟觉得非常的高兴，有这个机会一起来分享神的道理。
And that is why today I have the opportunity to come here, to share with you all, the words of the Lord, and for that I'm very glad.
今天早上呢，想要用趁着还有今天彼此相劝。
This morning I would like to use the topic
来互相查考勉励。
This morning I would like to use the topic of while it is still called today, we encourage each other.
最近在小弟所相处人当中呢，陆陆续续听到许多我们人所来说不幸的消息。
Recently, as I have been talking to people, I have heard a lot of unwelcome news.
就是有一些同龄呢，他们不是患重病，就是有的过世了。
That some of our members either became greatly ill or they have passed away.
有个弟兄呢，其实他年纪还不是很大，但是最近他生病。他去检查，医院检查，医生跟他说他患了癌症。
A brother that I knew, who is not very old, he went to a doctor to get a checkup, and the doctors told him that he had cancer.
有个姐妹，她的妈妈在患病当中呢，她一直想要把福音传给她的妈妈，可是她来不及把她传给，让她了解这个道理，妈妈就过世了。
There was also a sister, whose mother was ill.And in her illness, the sister wanted to preach to her mother, but before her mother could accept the truth, she passed away.
有个姐妹呢，她非常爱主，那她的身体也不是很好，可是最近在检查当中发现也患了癌症。
There's also a sister who really loved the Lord, and recently during a checkup, she also realized that she had cancer.
她也不知道她还能够活多久。
She does not know how much longer she can live.
但是这位姐妹她很感谢主的是，她一直心里面有个准备，她知道随时主耶稣有可能把她接回去。
But thank the Lord, this sister in her heart, she was preparing herself. She knew at any time, the Lord could take her away.
因为她了解生命在神手上。
Because she understands that, life is in the hands of God.
就好像传道书第八章第五节所说的，第八节所说的。
Just like what it is written in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8.
传道书八章八节说：“无人有权力掌管生命，将生命留住；也无人有权力掌管死期。这场征战无人能免，邪恶也不能救那好行邪恶的人。”
In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8, it says, "No one has power over the spirit to retain the spirit, and no one has power in a day of death. There is no release from that war.And wickedness will not deliver those who are given to it."
我们今天人活在世上，我们要了解生命的本质是什么。
Here, when as human beings living in this world, we need to understand the fundamentals of life.
其实我们的生命真的很短暂，圣经雅各书里面说像一片云雾一样而已。
The Bible tells us that life is indeed very short. It is like a mist, as recorded in the book of James.
那生命如果像一片云雾，它出现很少的时间就不见，就消失了。
If life is like a mist or a vapor, then it appears for a while, and afterwards it perishes.
就好像早上的露水，在太阳出来以后，其实就已经消失不见了。
Just like the dew on the leaves in the morning, when the sun comes out, it evaporates.
所以我们今天每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都不能够为明日自夸。 为明天，我们不能为明天自夸。
So as brothers and sisters, we cannot boast of tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天是不是还在我们的手上。
Because we do not know whether or not tomorrow is in our hands.
这是为什么在诗篇，在箴言二十七篇里面这样提供给我们一个思考。
That is why Proverbs 27 tells us this for us to think about it.
我们来看一下箴言二十七篇。
Let us look at Proverbs chapter 27.
第二十七章的第一节。
Chapter 27, verse 1.
箴言二十七章第一节。
Proverbs 27:1.
圣经这里说，不要为明日自夸，因为一日要生何事，你尚且不能知道。
Verse 1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you do not know what a day may bring forth."
我们能够掌握的就是现在、今天这个日子而已。
The only time, the only day that we can grasp onto is now, today.
昨天已经成为历史，已经过去了。
Yesterday has become history, it has passed.
明天我们还不知道是不是还有。
And we do not know whether or not we have tomorrow.
但是我们知道今天我们还活着。
But what we do know is that we have today and we still live.
所以神将今天赐给我们，让我们有生命还存活。
Therefore, God has given us today, so that we have life and we exist.
所以我们要把握今天。
Therefore, we need to hold on to today.
当我们今天能够敬拜神的时候，我们要利用这个机会来敬拜神。
When we have today available to us to worship God, we have to take hold of the opportunity to worship God.
如果我们今天还有机会服侍神，我们就要尽力来服侍他。
If today we have the opportunity to serve God, we need to try our best to serve Him.
如果今天我们还有机会来爱我们弟兄姐妹，我们要尽力的彼此相爱。
If today we have the opportunity to love our brothers and sisters, then we need to try our best to love one another.
不能够等到明天。
We cannot wait until tomorrow.
因为我们不知道我们是否还有明天。
Because we do not know whether or not we have tomorrow.
如果我们每一个人都能够抱着这样一个态度来珍惜我们今天的这个时间。
If all of us can have this kind of attitude, treasure the time that we have today.
我们的每一天都是非常充实的。
Then we will live very meaningfully every day.
我们的生活一定是非常积极的。
Our life will be very active.
我们不会把所有的事情都推到明天再说。
We will not push all of the things we have to do to tomorrow.
这是为什么大卫他在诗篇三十九篇里面这样祷告。
That is why David in Psalm 39 prays.
我们来看诗篇三十九篇。
Let us look at Psalm 39.
诗篇三十九篇。
Psalm 39.
我们来看一下从第四节开始。
Starting from verse 4.
诗篇三十九篇的第四节。
Psalm 39, verse 4.
第四节说：“主啊，求你叫我晓得我身之中，我的寿数几何，叫我知道我的生命不长。”
Verse 4. Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am.
这是大卫他求神哈，让他知道说他自己的生命其实不多的。
This is David asking God to teach him, to let him know that his days are not many.
这个事实如果我们能够掌握住啊，
if we can hold on to this truth.
第五节他说：“你使我的年日载如所长，我一生的年数在你面前如同无有。个人最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚妄。”
Then in verse 5, David says, "Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadths." And my age is nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but vapor.
那这里大卫他这样说：“你使我的年日载如手掌。”
David says that you have made my days as handbreadths.
我们中文的翻译其实蛮有意思的。
The Chinese interpretation is actually very meaningful.
我们说如果数目很少，我们就说像手指头可以算的。这个数字而已啊。
When we say that the numbers are few, we can count it with one hand.
如果五个人，我们觉得很少嘛。
For example, if there are only five people, then we say that's a very few.
二十一个以上，我们就没办法用我们的手指头来算了嘛。
But above 20, then we cannot count with our fingers.
那这里描述说我们的生命，他说像手掌这么宽而已啊。
Here it describes saying our life.Our days are as short as our hand, the width of our hand.
那我一生的年数在神面前如同虚无，就是没有的。
And our age is as nothing before God.
今天我们的生命不管有多少年。
So today, no matter how many years we live in this world,
五十、八十、一百，或者是两百岁一样。
Whether it be 50, 80, 100, or 200.
从神 无穷尽的永恒来里面来看，这一百年、这五十年，其实都等于没有一样。
But from the perspective of eternity, from God, whether it is 50 or 20 years, it is the same, nothing.
大卫他说，个人在最稳妥，就是在一个人年岁当中最辉煌的年代里面，其实从神的眼光看来，也是如同是虚无的，是虚空的。
Furthermore, David says, every man at his best state, in the best time of his life.To God is just like vapor.
我们每一个人的年，我们的生命不管有多长。
For us individuals, no matter how long our life will be.
我们每一个人的生命都有一段时间是最辉煌、最精华的时段。
There will be a golden age when we feel that we are at our best.
那这一段精华呢，有人长，有人短。
And some people have a longer golden age than others.
但如果我们用平均来看，一个人如果从他的二十多岁到他的五十多岁，大概是他的精华时段。
But if we take the average, then perhaps from a person's 20s to his 50s, on average, it is their golden age.
最多大概三十年呢。
At most, a person's golden age is 30 years.
当然有人活得比较久。
Of course, there are those who live longer, those who are healthier.
他可能延长他的精华岁月，可能有四十年。
Perhaps their golden age is extended to 40 years.
但是这在这四十年当中，我们一个人觉得说他最好的时段，大概其实还是很短，大概只有几年的时间而已。
But even within those 40 years of the golden age, for a person, when he thinks about what are his best times, it is perhaps only a couple of years.
大卫他这里说，个人在最稳妥的时候，真是全然虚妄，因为这个一转眼之间就过去了。
Here David says that at every man's best, it is just a vapor because suddenly it will disappear.
所以这个时候大卫他第七节这样说。
Therefore, in verse 7, David says,
他说主啊，如今我等什么呢？我的指望在乎你。
And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you.
当他把他的目光放在神的身上的时候，
when he set his sights on the Lord, on God,
他就看到那个意义跟价值在哪里的。
Then he sees meaning and he sees value.
即使人的生命是全然虚晃的。
Even though the life of man is hopeless.
但当我们把我们的盼望放在神的身上的时候，就变成永恒。
Yet when we set our sights on the Lord, on God, we see eternity.
那既然我们的生命是这么短暂呢？
So even though our lives are so short.
就是在神面前是其实真的是像一无所有一样的。
That even though our life is as nothing before the Lord.
但我们今天既然神让我们存活，就有他的目的。
Yet since God today allows us to exist,
那我们要珍惜今天呢？
Therefore, we need to cherish today.
那我们今天，圣经告诉我们说，我们要趁着还有今天的时候，天天来彼此相劝。
And the Bible tells us that while it is still called today, we need to encourage one another.
这是为什么我们每一周利用安息日的时候，我们到教会来听道理。
That is why every weekend, every Sabbath, we come to the church to listen to the gospel.
那我们有机会的时候，我们弟兄姐妹互相聚集，那彼此劝勉。
And when we have the opportunity, brothers and sisters gather together to encourage one another.
那希伯来书第三章里面针对这个问题，他提供给我们一个思考，要为什么我们需要常常来彼此相劝呢？
Hebrews chapter 3 also gives us some thoughts about why we should encourage one another.
我们来看一下希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
希伯来书三章的十二节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 12。
这里圣经说：“弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。”十三节。
13。
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。那这里圣经提到说，要趁着还有今天，我们要彼此相劝。
Verse 13 here, the Bible tells us that while it is called today, we should exhort one another.
那为什么要这样做呢？为什么要就是要趁着还有今天呢？
And what is the reason why we need to do this? Why is it that we need to do this while it is called today?
这个圣经的作者他告诉我们说要谨慎。
The author here tells us to beware.
他有两个原因呢。
For two reasons.
第一个，因为免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把神离弃了。
The first reason being that there may be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief, unbelief that causes them to depart from the living God.
那第二个理由呢，就是要免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
And the second reason is that lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
那所以今天早上我们从这一段话来想想一些我们生活上可以信仰生活上来应用的一些道理。
This morning we would like to ponder upon these verses and think about what we can learn about in our daily life.
是希伯来书他的这个作者他写信的对象他这个这封书信给一些其实已经是在主里面的人了。
The author of the book of Hebrews actually wrote this letter to those people who are already in the Lord.
他说，会有一些人存着不信的恶心，把明明的把神离弃哦。
He said there are some people who will have an evil heart of unbelief, and purposefully depart from the Lord.
他为什么会这样说
？Why did he say this？
从第七节开始，他讲以色列百姓过去的历史。
Starting from verse 7, he talks about the history of the Israelites.
所以从第七节，三章第七节说，圣灵有话说。你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
Therefore, starting from chapter 3, verse 7, he says, Therefore, as the Holy Spirit says, Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion.
他提到这个以色列百姓过去他们在旷野的时候的一些经历。
He mentions about the experience of the Israelites while they were in the wilderness in the past.
那这些以色列民的祖先，他们曾经经历过神的大作为。可是他们在旷野却明明的把神离弃了。
These ancestors of the Israelites, they once experienced great power and miracles from God, but in the wilderness they rejected God.
那为什么？因为圣经说他们存着不信的恶心对待神。
Why was this? It was because, as the Bible records, because they had an evil heart of unbelief toward God.
他们是惹神发怒啊。
And they cause the wrath of God to occur.
那以色列的历史啊，我们在读圣经当中，我们或者在聚会当中，我们都会读到的。
We often read about the history of the Israelites in reading the Bible or attending services.
在四十年当中，以色列百姓不断的发怨言去试探神。
That in 40 years' time, the Israelites unceasingly complained to God.
第十节说。
Verse 10 says,
他说，所以我怨还那世代的人说，他们心里常常迷糊，竟不晓得我的作为。
Therefore, I was angry with that generation and said, they always go astray in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
那这个我是圣灵说的，是神说的哦。
Here I refers to the Holy Spirit, refers to God.
那这一段话呢，从第七节到第十一节是从诗篇九十五篇引出来的。
And this passage from verse 7 to 10 is actually taken from the book of Psalms.
圣经这里面描述说，神当时候心情是觉得这些百姓的心里面是迷糊的，他们是搞不清楚状况。
This describes the mindset of God at the time that he felt the people were confused. They did not know what was going on.
他不知道神的作为，他不知道神的道路。
They did not know the ways of God. They did not know His work.
所以他们坚持，他们用他们自己的方法去对待神。
Therefore, they insisted on their own ways toward God.
所以当以色列百姓他们在旷野，如果没有水，他们就发怨言。
So for the Israelites, if they did not have water in the wilderness, they would complain.
他们在路上走的时候觉得很辛苦，很热，就开始又埋怨了。
And when they were walking in the wilderness, they thought it was hot and it was a lot of suffering, so they also complained.
圣经里面在记载这段话的时候。在希伯来书，他引出来，他只是很简单的说，他们在旷野惹神发怒了。
This passage here, it only says that in the wilderness they caused the wrath of God.
但是在九十五篇，我们如果看来诗篇九十五篇，那原来他诗篇里面这样写的。
But if we look at the verses that it quotes from Psalm 95,
诗篇九十五篇，我们来看一下第八节。
Let us look at Psalm 95, verse 8.
九十五篇的第八节。
Psalm 95, verse 8.
你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。那时你们的祖宗视我、探我，并且观看我的作为。四十年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。十一节，所以我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。那这里圣经提到说， 当初以色列百姓他们在当日在米利巴在旷野的玛撒，就是他们在那个地方因为没有水喝埋怨神的一个历史。
Starting from verse 8 to 11, it tells us that when the Israelites were in the wilderness, when they were in Meribah or Massah, they rebelled against God.
这件事情在民数记的出埃及记的第17章里面描述的。
This incident is recorded in Exodus chapter 27 when they did not have any water.
出埃及记17章啊，是他们当时候他们在过了红海以后，来到这个旷野。才没有多久，没有水喝的时候，他们那时候就已经跟神大大的发怨言了。
It is actually reported in Exodus chapter 17, when they first entered the wilderness after and when they first departed from Egypt and they entered the wilderness, they arrived at Meribah and they did not have water, so they complained against God.
那他们那时候跟摩西埋怨说：“你现在把我们带出在这个旷野里面，没有水喝，让我们要明明的渴死吗？”
They complained against Moses and said, "Why do you bring us out of here so that we die because of thirst?"
这个圣经这里讲的这个玛撒呢，就是试探的意思。
And here the Bible records calling it Massa. It means trial.
那试探神。
They tried God.
才没有多久以前，他们亲眼看见这个红海分开，让神让他们。让他们走这个干的地哦，过红海。
Right before walking in the wilderness, they had just seen the great power of God dividing the Red Sea so that they can walk on dry ground.
他们亲眼看到埃及的这些精兵啊，被神淹没在这个红海里面。
With their own eyes, they saw the soldiers of Egypt being drowned in the Red Sea by God.
他们亲身经历神的拯救。
They themselves experienced the deliverance of God.
看到神的大作为。
They saw the great work of God.
其实在这个之前，他们还亲自经历了神从天上降玛拿给他们这个大神迹。
And even before this occurred, they experienced how God gave them manna from heaven.
但是他们就是不信。
Yet they refused to believe.
圣经说他们是硬着心呢。
The Bible says that they hardened their hearts.
因为他们看到神的作为，但是他们是存着不信的恶心，离开神的道路啊。
Because although they saw the works of God, they had the evil heart of unbelief, and they refused the way of God.
所以以色列百姓他们这个历史啊，对他们后来的以色列人来说是一个非常大的鉴戒。
So the history of the Israelites became a very big deal for the Israelites later on.
所以在诗篇的七十八篇里面呢、啊、
，That is why in Psalm 78.
七十八篇是圣经说是亚萨的诗。
Psalm 78 is referred to as the contemplation of Asaph.
那这个亚萨他在做这篇诗的时候，特别提到有关于他们要把以色列百姓的这个历史传给下一代的人，他们知道。以前的祖先是怎么样过日子的
？And while writing this psalm, Asaph specifically talked about how they were going to pass on to their future generations the history of Israel.
要将人记得神的作为，不能忘记。
So that they can remember the works of God and they do not forget about the works of God.
但是同时，不要像他们以前的祖先那样子去离弃神。
But at the same time, it is also a reminder, telling. The future generations to not be like their ancestors, how they departed from God.
七十八篇第八节这样说。
In Psalm 78, verse 8, it says,
不要像他们的祖宗是顽梗悖逆、居心不正之辈，向着神心不诚实。
It says, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright, and whose spirit was not faithful to God.
他们的祖宗，这里特别跟他提醒，他们的祖宗是。顽梗悖逆的。
Here it specifically says that their fathers were stubborn and rebellious.
向着神，那个心是不诚实的，不是不正的。
Their spirit toward God was unfaithful.
那他们又忘记神的作为，故意把它忘记的。
Furthermore, they purposely forgot the works of God.
第十一节这样说。
Verse 11 says,
忘记他所行的。和他显给他们奇妙的作为。
And forgot his works and his wonders that he had shown them.
那第十八节说，他们心中试探神，随自己的所欲的求食物。
verse 18 says, and they tested God in their heart by asking for the food of their fancy.
第22节,
verse 22,
因为他们不信服神, 不倚耐他的救恩,
because they did not believe in God and did not trust in his salvation.
不信,
they did not believe.
我们如果再继续看第32节,
if we look at verse 32,
虽然是这样子, 他们仍旧犯罪, 不信他奇妙的作为,
in spite of this, they still sinned and did not believe in his wondrous works.
你看他这圣经在描述过去的这个以祖先的历史,
we can look at how the Bible describes the history of their fathers.
强调他们忘记,
the emphasis is on how they forgot,
强调他们的不信,
on their unbelief.
那强调他们在神面前心不正,
the emphasis is on how their hearts were not aright before God.
那你看以色列百姓他们天天在旷野是天天经历神的作为的,
we can imagine how the Israelites, while in the wilderness, daily they experienced the works of God.
每天早上起来,
every morning,
出外去就可以捡玛拿回来吃了,
when they went out, they can find manna and eat.
一点都不用去忧虑今天到底要吃什么,
they never have to worry about what to eat.
当然虽然这个玛拿同样东西吃了40年, 心里总是有时候会觉得,
of course, eating the same manna for 40 years, some days they will feel that they're eating the same thing all the time.
但其实玛拿是很奇妙的食物啊,
but in fact, manna is a very wonderful food.
可以变化很多种不同的吃法的,
you can eat it in many different forms.
但是至少每天都不用忧虑吃什么,
but at least they did not have to worry about what to eat every day.
他们每一天也不用担心说今天到底要做什么,
they also do not have to worry about what to do every day.
他们唯一要看的就是看会幕, 看神的这个云柱是不是有升起来, 如果云柱升起来, 今天起床就准备打包,
because all they have to do is to look at the tabernacle of God, to look at the pillar of clouds, if it lifted, then they knew that they would have to move.
那如果云柱停着, 他们今天就是这样子过日子, 不用担心, 也不用想说, 到底要去哪里去做什么, 都不用想,
but if the pillar of cloud is fixed, then they would not have to worry about anything because they could just stay at where they are.
就是照神吩咐今天是哪一天要做什么事情就做什么事的,
according to God's instructions, by which day it is, they would do certain things.
所以生活其实是非常非常的幸福了,
so their life was very blessed.
可是他们却不信, 把这件事情生的这些作为都把它忘记了,
yet they did not believe God and they forgot about the works of God.
圣经说这是不信的恶心呢,
the Bible calls this the evil heart of unbelief.
这是以色列百姓的经验,
this is the experience of the Israelites.
他们亲眼看到的,
they saw with their own eyes,
可是仍然不信神,
yet they still did not believe in God.
那就当时候希伯来书作者他在写这个信的时候,
the author of the book of Hebrews, while he was writing this letter, the Israelites at that time,
他们亲眼看到主耶稣基督的作为,
the Jews at that time, they saw with their own eyes the works of Jesus Christ.
他们也经历主耶稣基督的神迹奇事,
they also experienced Jesus Christ's miracles and his power.
很多人也是, 听见主耶稣基督讲道理的,
many people also heard the gospel of Jesus Christ.
看到耶稣基督叫死人复活,
they saw how Jesus called the dead to resurrect.
叫长大麻风的得洁净,
how he cleansed those who were leprous.
看到主耶稣基督让瞎眼的看见,
how Jesus caused the blind to see.
可是他们仍然不信耶稣啊,
yet they still did not believe in Jesus.
他们不认为耶稣基督从天上来的,
they did not think that Jesus came from heaven.
所以虽然他们眼睛看到神迹,
so although they saw miracles with their own eyes,
还是不信,
they still did not believe.
这是主耶稣基督他所发的一个叹息,
the sigh of the Lord Jesus.
我们来看一下约翰福音第十二章,
let's turn to John chapter 12.
约翰福音第十二章,
John chapter 12,
我们先看第37节,
verse 37.
约翰福音的十二章37节,
John chapter 12, verse 37.
他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹, 他们还是不信他。
Verse 37. But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him.
当初很多人他们看到了耶稣基督,
at that time, many people saw Jesus Christ.
可是他们 一点也不认为说主耶稣基督就是他们所盼望的弥赛亚。
However, they did not see Jesus Christ as the Messiah whom they had hoped for.
所以他们不信。
Therefore, they did not believe.
他们甚至把耶稣基督钉十字架了。
Furthermore, they crucified Jesus on the cross.
因为主耶稣基督所表现的跟他们所期待的是不一样。
Because what Jesus Christ showed was different than what they had expected.
今天有很多人，有一些人应该不是很多，有些人他们即使看了神迹啊。
Today, there are some people who have seen miracles.
他们的心仍然不会转向神。
But their heart still do not turn toward God.
那小弟在当我还在台湾的时候，曾经经历过 一个家庭，他们经历了神的神迹奇事的恩典，得到恩典，但是家人却硬心不信。
When I was in Taiwan, I knew of a family who experienced great grace from God, yet they did not believe.
在1992年的时候
，1992，
我们在新竹教会那时候发生一件属灵的征战。
In the church of Hsinchu, we had a spiritual battle.
我们有一弟兄呢，他是当警察的。
There was a brother who was a policeman.
他本来也是不信主的啦。
Originally, he also did not believe in God.
就是因为去理头发啊，认识了这个理发店的老板。
Because he went to a barber shop to get a haircut, and he got to know the owner of the barber shop.
那这个理发店的老板是我们教会的姐妹啊。
Who happened to be a sister of our church.
然后他就认识他。
So they got to know each other.
然后就这样认识真理，认识这个道理。
And through her, he came to know the gospel.
啊，他就来信主了。
And he came to believe.
那信主以后
，After believing,
他当警察就到他的管区里面去做那个户口调查了。
After he was a policeman, he had to go to his area and conduct a census.
那他访问到一个家庭。
When he went to one family.
那这个家庭有两个女儿。
He
在这个户口上面有的。
And on the census form, it says that this family had two daughters.
那他每次去都看到这个妈妈而已啊。
But every time he went to that household, he would only see that mother.
他就问这个妈妈说：“你这个女儿跑哪里去了？”
So he would ask her, saying, "What happened to your daughter?"
一开始他妈妈都跟他讲说不在了。
In the beginning, the mother would say, "They're not home."
那后来才知道，他这个两个女儿哈，都被鬼附着了。
Later on, he realized that the two daughters of this mother, were demon possessed.
那被这个家人关在一个房间里面。
So their family locked them in a room.
这个姐妹，这一对姐妹已经被鬼这样换鬼，已经大概18年了。
And these two sisters, had been demon possessed for 18 years.
所以从1974年开始到1992年。
So starting from 1974 to 1992.
那在这十八年当中，这个母亲实在非常苦啊。
And for those 18 years, the mother suffered a lot.
因为被鬼附着的人不正常。
Because those who are demon possessed were unusual.
他没办法自己生活。
They cannot live by themselves.
有时候还去伤害人。
Sometimes they will harm others.
每天晚上都大吼大叫了。
And every night they will scream loud.
他们是住在那个一个乡下的一个地方，一个他们自己的房子。
They lived in a rural area in their own home.
所以他们基本上跟其他人是隔离的。
So they were essentially separated from everyone else.
但是因为是大家族啊。
But because they were a big family.
所以很多人住在一起。
So many people lived together.
但是一般人对这个被鬼附着人一点也没有办法的。
But ordinary people can do nothing for those who are demon possessed.
他们找了很多医生。
They looked for many doctors.
拜了很多神。
They worshipped many gods.
最后都放弃了。
And in the end, they gave up.
最后的方法就是把这个两个女把她关起来。
Their only method was to lock the two daughters in a room.
那其中一个女儿很胖。
And one of them was very large.
因为我们知道被鬼附着的人通常都变得很脏。
We know that those who are demon possessed, typically they become very dirty.
这是为什么我经常说是污鬼啊。
That is why sometimes the Bible calls them dirty demon.
那他这个被鬼附着的这个姐妹，这个姐姐，
but
变得很胖。
So one of the daughters who was demon possessed, the older one, she became very large.
我看到她的时候真的吓一跳。
When I saw her, I was surprised.
大概350磅。
She's about 350 pounds.
像我们现在的那个打 football 的那个 player 一样。
Like a football player.
因为她整天就是躺在床上吃东西睡觉而已。
Because all she does all day is lie on the bed, eat and sleep.
妈妈就是要让她，你就是不要出去，你就躺在就关在家里面就对了。
And the mother did not allow her to go out, and she was only locked in her room.
那这个弟兄发现这个家庭以后
，After this brother knew this family,
他跟他妈妈介绍。
He introduced the mother.
你今天只有把你的女儿带到教会来，你才有希望。
Telling her that today, there's only hope for your daughters if you bring them to church.
他就把他在真耶稣教会里面所经历的这个神的恩典告诉他。
So he testified to them of the grace that he had received from the true Jesus Church.
真教会有神的灵。
That the true church has the spirit of God.
可以把魔鬼赶出去。
And the true church can cast out the demon.
你到教会来查考道理。
If you come to church to study the scripture,
弟兄姐妹帮你祷告,
the brothers and sisters will pray for you.
你的女儿一定有救的,
and your daughters will be saved.
一开始这个妈妈非常的谨慎，不太敢。
In the beginning, the mother was very hesitant.
但是因为弟兄姐妹真的是凭着爱心去帮助她,
but because brothers and sisters through their love went to help them.
要把他们带到教会，其实是非常不容易的一件事情的。
It was actually very difficult to bring them to church.
首先你要勇敢的去。
In the beginning, you have to be courageous to draw yourself close to them.
把他身体清理干净。
And then you have to clean them.
每一步都是靠着主耶稣基督的圣名做的。
And every step relied upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，众人努力之下，把这两个女儿带到家回来。
And under the work, the efforts of the brothers and sisters, they brought the two daughters to church.
那这个家庭来到教会以后，祷告。
So after this family came to church to pray,
很感谢神，神的恩典马上临到。
Thank the Lord, the grace of God immediately came upon them.
这个两个女儿祷告以后就赶鬼啊。
After they prayed, the church tried to cast out the devil from the two daughters.
主耶稣基督听我们的祷告。
And the Lord Jesus heard our prayers.
哎，那个魔鬼跑掉。
And the devil went away.
两个女儿恢复正常。
The two daughters became normal, again,
变清醒起来了
and they awoke from their unconsciousness.
可以过正常的生活
They were able to live normal lives.
最重要的是这个妈妈
But most importantly,
来到教会之后，十八年来第一次经历能够晚上从躺下去到醒过来，这样一觉到天亮，这个安眠的睡眠。
For the mother, it was the first time in 18 years that she was able to lie down in bed and sleep for a whole night.
所以这个妈妈呢，非常非常感动，这里有神。
So this mother was very touched and said, God is here.
我来这边拜神。
I will come here to worship God.
那可是呢，她这个女儿的，她这个女儿的父亲跟她的叔叔跟她的 grandpa， 就是她的爷爷。
However, the father of the two daughters, the uncle as well as the grandfather.
他们看到这两个女儿现在好起来以后
，when they saw that their two daughters were healed，
是明明看到这个是神的神迹哦。
Although they saw how it was the miracle of God，
可是这个时候魔鬼的阻挡就来了。
The obstacles from Satan came to them.
左右邻居啊，跟亲戚朋友就开始讲话了。
Their neighbors and their friends and family started to speak.
你们这么不孝，背弃你们的祖宗。
Saying, you are very, you're not pious. You have forsaken your ancestors.
你现在要去拜那个不一样的神。
Now you are going to worship a
different God. 那你的祖宗怎么办？
What are you going to do about your ancestors?
那你们的神不会生气吗？
Will not, your ancestors get angry with you?
就很多的冷嘲热讽，就是开始很多的闲言就来了，就攻击他们这个家庭了。
So many words came from these people to attack this family.
那这个做爸爸的，做叔叔的，受不了这些邻居的这个攻击啊。
The father, the uncle could not withstand the attack of the neighbors and friends.
又跑回去拜偶像。
So they went back and worshiped idols.
然后甚至把拜偶像的东西拿回来给他的女儿吃。
They even brought food that was worshipped to idols to their daughters for them to eat.
就是要对他的邻居证明说我没有背弃我的祖宗了。
To show their neighbors that they did not forsake their ancestors.
所以把那个拜偶像的东西给他的女儿又吃了一下。
So they gave the food that was offered to idols to their daughters to eat.
这个魔鬼又来了。
And immediately the devil came.
那魔鬼又来以后，这一次这个女儿比以前更糟糕。
And when the devil came, this time the daughters were worse than before.
那这个妈妈做妈妈的，哇，这下子觉得很苦了，怎么办？
And the mother felt very ill and felt very bad and said what and thought about what she should do.
当然这个时候教会就知道了。
Of course, at that time, the church found out.
你说你说你一定要有信心。
And said to her, you must have faith.
要靠着主耶稣基督。
To rely on the Lord Jesus Christ.
要专心的依靠神。
To only rely on God.
那这个魔鬼再重新侵入这个其中一个姐妹。情况变非常的恶劣了，很糟糕。
So when the devil once again entered one of the daughters, her situation became very bad.
有一次，其中一个女又跑掉了，走掉了。
One of the daughters ran away from home.
那半夜的时候回来
，But at midnight came back.
这个做叔叔出来跟她开门。
An uncle went to open the door for her.
这个做叔叔的开门的时候，他是吓到用爬的爬回去他的床上去的。
When he opened the door, after he opened the door, he was so scared that he crawled back to his bed.
因为当他开门看见的不是他这个侄女啊。
Because when he opened the door, he did not see his niece.
他看到的是这个魔鬼在这个侄女身上进来的，进到他屋子里面去。
He saw the devil, which was on the daughter, enter the home.
看到那个魔鬼那个丑恶的面貌啊。
He saw the face of the devil.
吓坏了。
And he was scared.
那这个时候教会再来帮忙他们祷告赶鬼。
At that time, the church once again came to pray for them to cast out the devil.
就把这个道理讲给他的这个妈妈做妈妈听。
And the church preached the gospel to the mother.
当然也讲给这些他的家人都听了。
Of course, also preaching the gospel to her family.
我们今天要依靠神。
Saying today we need to rely on God.
专心向神。
To only rely on God.
神一定有办法。
Because God has a way.
这时候这个妈妈呢，下定决心，我一定要信耶稣了，不管别人在讲什么，我就是要信。
And at that time, the mother made the determination to believe in God, no matter what her neighbors and friends said.
后来教会帮忙祷告。
Later on, the church prayed for them.
到把他带到教会里面来住啊。
And we brought them to the church to live.
让他们能够远离这些拜偶像的东西。
So that they could be far away from the things that worship idols.
专心的在教会里面祷告，求神的能力。
So that they could be in the church, pray to God to ask God for His help.
一段时间之后，这个女儿，这两个女儿真的得到主的怜悯，那个鬼赶出去了。
And after some time, through the mercy of God. The devil was cast away from the two daughters.
这两个女儿恢复正常。
The two daughters became normal.
其中一个女儿可以去工作。
So that one of them could actually go and work.
可以过正常的生活。
Can live a normal life.
哇，这个家庭明明得到主耶稣这么大的恩典呢。
So this family saw with their own eyes the great grace of God.
但是这个做爸爸、做叔叔的跟做爷爷的这三个家里的男人。
But the three males in the family, the father, the uncle, and the grandfather.
他们坚持不信。
They insisted in not believing.
他们一直拒绝说这不是神的恩典，这不是耶稣的作为啊。
They continued to insist by saying that this was not done by the Lord Jesus.
虽然他们已经亲眼看见了。
Even though they saw it with their own eyes.
还是不信。
They still did not believe.
这个时候。
At that time.
神的作为就出现了。
The works of God appeared.
两年之内，这三个人陆陆续续的死亡。
Within 2 years, these three people passed away.
神没有给他们机会再重新来查考道理啊。
God did not give them an additional opportunity to study the gospel.
这三个人就都过世了，没机会了。
These three people passed away. They ran out of opportunities.
就是亲眼看到神迹，却还是不信。
Because they saw with their own eyes the miracles of God, yet they refused to believe.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他这个两个女儿跟这个做妈妈的。真的是全心的向神。
The two daughters and the mother, they wholeheartedly believe in God.
后来他们都在教会里面受洗。
They were all later baptized in the church.
就搬到另外一个地方，有教会的地方去了。
And they moved to a location where there was a church.
现在仍然在教会里面敬拜神。
And today they still worship God in the church.
这就是让我们看到说，有些人看到神的作为，他是存着不信的恶心，把神离弃。
This tells us that there are some people who, although they see the works of God, yet from an evil heart of unbelief, they choose to refuse to believe in God.
神的恩典其实已经给了。
So God's grace has already been given to them.
今天是人拒绝了神的恩典。
But today, people reject the grace of God. So when the judgment day comes, these people cannot argue with the Lord Jesus because Jesus has already given them opportunity and grace.
今天我们看到，我们听到这些过去所发生的事情。
Today we have seen and we have heard of the things that have happened in the past.
就是让我们了解自己。
To remind us, to let us know ourselves.
有时候我们即使看到神的作为，我们还会硬，我们就还是存着不信的恶心，把神离弃，我们自己把神抛开了。
Because sometimes, although we see the works of God, yet we, out of an evil heart, we still choose to not believe in God, to put Him aside.
这是为什么我们要趁着还有今天， 要常常彼此相劝。
Therefore, while it is still called today, we need to exhort one another.
希望这样的情形不会发生在我们的身上。
In the hope that this kind of situation will not happen to any of us.
那也许我们会觉得说，我应该不会这样子。
Perhaps we think that this will not happen to us.
今天如果看到神的作为，我一定会信。
Perhaps we think that if we see the works of God today, we will believe.
但真的是这样吗？
But is this really true?
有时候可能还不见得是这样子。
Sometimes it may not be.
希伯来书第三章十四节后来讲第二个理由。Hebrews
chapter 3, verse 14 later talks about the second reason.
我们要彼此相信，另外一个原因是因为有人会被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。Hebrews
chapter 3 says that the other reason why we need to exhort one another is because there are some who may be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
圣经说罪会迷惑我们呢。And
the Bible tells us that sin will deceit.
你看我们今天在主耶稣基督里面，我们的罪都被赦免了。
Today we are all in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our sins have all been forgiven.
罗马书说，我们向罪看，我们自己是死的。
The Book of Romans tells us that to sin we are dead.
我们在主耶稣基督里面就已经跟罪断绝了。Because
in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have parted ways with sin.
既然跟罪断绝，其实我们就变成新的。
And because we have been separated from sin, therefore we have become anew. We now belong to God.
我们的生命是主耶稣基督重新给我们的，所以是一个新生的生命。Our
new life has been given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ.
这叫重生。This
is being reborn.
但是当我们与罪断绝以后，我们要过一个新的，我们的生命要改变了。But
once we have separated our ways from sin, our life must change.
那我们生命改变，就是我们的观念、思想观念，我们的肉体的情欲要把它克制，要把它制止。
And changing our life means that we need to suppress our flesh. We need to change our ways. This is what Paul said.
因为我们身上带了肉体,
because we carry flesh.
我们人会有一个私欲,
therefore, we will have desires.
这个血肉之躯很自然的，常常这个私欲跑出来。
The desires of the flesh naturally come up in our mind. Often.
但是这个私欲要小心呢。
But we need to be careful.
我们来看一下雅各书第一章。Let's
turn to the book of James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章。James
chapter 1.
15节。
Verse 15.
雅各书一章15节。James
1:15.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。Verse
15. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death.
私欲在我们心里面慢慢酝酿，就像那个。
Desire, when it is in our heart, it can be conceived and it gives birth.
最后就会长出罪来。In
the end, it will give birth to sin.
罪如果成熟了，就长出死啊。And
when sin matures, it brings forth death.
那就是灭亡了。That is
death.
那这个罪会让我们的心里面变刚硬。
And the sin will cause our heart to be hardened.
因为当这个私欲在我们心里面酝酿的时候，
because when desire has been conceived in our heart,
慢慢的会长出罪啊。
Sin will start to grow.
那这个罪长出以后，其实有个表现就是我们会顺服这个罪的力量。
And when sin grows, what happens is we will start to follow the power of sin.
那这个罪就在我们身上作王，就我们就又变成罪的奴隶。
And sin will become king in our heart, and we will become slaves to sin.
那就会顺着这个罪、这个情欲的事情去做我们本来不应该做的事。
And we will go according to sin and according to our desires and do the things that we should not have done.
所以罗马书第六章这样说，我们看一下罗马书第六章。
That is why in Romans chapter 6 it tells us.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
罗马书六章十二节。
Romans chapter 6 verse 12.
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。这里提到说不能够容罪在我们身上作王。
Verses 12 and 13 tells us that we should not let sin reign in our mortal body.
让我们顺从自己的私欲。
That we should obey our own lust.
所以私欲本身跟这个罪是有一个互相关系的。
So lust and sin have a relationship.
一开始是私欲开始酝酿。
In the beginning is lust.
然后就会长成罪。
And when it grows, it becomes sin.
罪反过来会控制我们。
And sin will control us.
在我们身上作王。
It will reign in us.
然后就让我们就变成他的仆人。
And we become their slaves.
那就顺着私欲去做了。
And we'll do according to our lust.
最后就是死亡。
And in the end will be death.
那所以这里的这个希伯来书讲到这个罪的迷惑会让我们的心刚硬。
Hebrews tells us that the deceitfulness of sin will cause us to be hardened.
那在这种情况下，那神的道理就听不进去了。
And when our hearts are hardened, we will not be able to listen to the words of God.
就让我们跟神隔绝。
We will be separated from God.
我们的祷告就没有功效了。
Our prayer will have no work.
所以
will not be effective.
所以以赛亚书五十九章这样提醒我们。
Therefore, in Isaiah chapter 59, it reminds us.
以赛亚书的五十九章。
Isaiah chapter 59.
第一节。
Verses 1 and 2.
当这个罪让我们心刚硬以后，我们就会发现一个事实。
That when sin has caused our heart to be hardened, we will realize something.
好像神都没在听我祷告了。
That God does not hear our prayer.
神第一节说，神的膀臂并非缩短，不能拯救；耳朵并非发沉，不能听见。第二节。
Verse two.
但你们的罪孽使你们与神隔绝，你们的罪恶使他掩面不听你们。这里提到让人跟神之间的阻隔，其实是罪的。
Verses 1 and 2 tells us that, what separates us from God is our iniquities.
那这个时候我们的心会更刚硬。
Or our sins, and at that time, our hearts will be hardened.
因为我们会感受不到这个神的作为，神的提醒。
Because we will not be able to experience the works of God or His warnings.
即使有时候听到也听不进去。
So sometimes we will be unable to listen to the gospel.
那这个结果是非常可怕的。
And the result is very scary.
这是为什么今天我们要天天彼此相劝呢？
That is why we need to exhort one another daily today.
趁着还有今天。
While it is still called today.
我们都还有机会来敬拜神。
While we have the opportunity to worship God.
我们都还活着。
While we still live.
我们还有弟兄姐妹在我们的周围。
While we still have brothers and sisters with us.
那如果我们既然可以这样一直做下去，
If we can continue to do this,
我们就不至于说会把神离弃，
then we will not, reject God.
我们不至于说会刚硬到连神的那个提醒作为都视而不见。
We will not be hardened to the point, that we become numb, to the warnings and the works of God.
那现在问题在这里咯。
Now the question is,
我们要劝什么？
What should we exhort about?
我们知道我们要彼此相劝。
We know we need to exhort one another.
那内容是什么呢？
But what are the contents?
看回来希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn back to Hebrews chapter 3.
第三章看第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14.
希伯来书三章十四节。
Hebrews 3:14.
我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 14. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
我们相劝的重点要将我们起初确实的信心把它坚持到底。
The content of our exhortation is that we need to insist on our faith from the beginning to the end.
我们今天每一个人来主耶稣基督里面一开始的那个信仰是最单纯的。
For all of us, when we first come to the Lord Jesus Christ, our faith is the most simple.
我们每一个经过查考过程来进入教会来接受洗礼的人。
For all of us who have come to the true church to be baptized through a process of studying the scripture.
当我们下定决心要接受洗礼的时候。
By the time we have made the determination to be baptized.
都是我们对神的道理有体会。
We have all had experiences concerning the words of God.
我们对主耶稣所提供的这个盼望我们有把握。
We all are confident of the hope that we have in Jesus.
我们对主耶稣的作为有体会的。
We have all experienced the works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们决心要相信，要接受， 我就要跟随。
And that is why we make the determination to follow, to accept, and to be baptized.
所以一开始这个信仰都是最好、最单纯的。
Therefore, in the beginning, our faith is the best, and it is the most simple.
但是常常在这个信仰过程当中啊，当时间久了以后，我们慢慢就会忘记我们当初对神所存的那个单纯的信心。
But oftentimes, afterward, through the process of life, we lose that innocent, that simple faith that we had in the beginning.
因为我们看多了。
Because we have seen many things.
我们听多了。
We have heard of many
things.
就
觉得说啊，这个没有什么。
So we think that our faith is not that valuable.
我们慢慢把我们的眼光移到人的身上去了。
We slowly shift our sights toward people.
我们慢慢注意其他人到底怎么一回事。
We start to look at other people to see how they are.
那这个时候我们这个起初信心就慢慢失落。
And at those times, our faith from the beginning start to decrease.
所以我们今天彼此相劝，要让我们每个人都能够激发起那起初确实的信心。
Therefore, today we exhort one another for the purpose of regaining that faith from the beginning.
所以我们互相劝勉，讲那些对我们的信心有造就的话。
So we exhort each other by speaking of the words that increase our faith.
我们就不谈那些对我们的信仰没有帮助的那些话语。
We do not talk about words that are unhelpful toward our faith.
今天哪些事情，哪些话语是对我们的信仰没有造就的呢？
Today, what are words that are unbeneficial to our faith?
我们最好不要去讲那些其他人的软弱。
We should not talk about other people's weaknesses.
其他人的一些过失。
Other people's faults from the past.
或教会的一些问题。
The problems of the church.
其实这些问题，这些话语对我们来说都没有造就的。
Because those words are not edifying to us.
今天我们，但是反过来，人最喜欢听什么？
However, on the other hand, what do people like to listen?
人总是喜欢听所谓的八卦消息。
People like to hear news about other people.
马路消息啊。
News from the street.
听一些啊、哦，这个人怎么样
？They like to hear what someone else is like.、
哦、教会某某人怎么样？
What somebody is doing.
这个教会工人怎么样？
What this church is like.
但其实这些话语对我们来说，不管是讲的人、听的人都没有造就。
But actually, these words are not edifying to either the one who speaks of it or the ones who hear of it.
所以对人的软弱、教会的缺失。以及人之间的冲突，我们最好都不要再去讲它。
Therefore, concerning the weaknesses of the church, the weaknesses of individuals, or the conflicts between individuals, we should not speak of it.
有时候是甚至对一些人的批评。
Sometimes even criticisms concerning other people.
这都是我们要彼此小心的。
Are things that we should avoid.
因为当我们在谈话劝勉当中，如果是讲到这些事情，其实神是不喜悦的。
Because in our exhortation toward one another, if we start talking about these things, it will not please God.
有一个姐妹，她有一个这样体验呢。
There's a sister who had an experience.
她有一个姐妹常常跟她聊天。
There's another sister who often conversed with
her. 那这个姐妹常常会跟她讲一些教会什么什么什么事情。
And the other sister often mentioned to her about things that were happening.
有一次，这个姐妹就一直在讲这个有一个教会怎么样，一些不好的消息的。
And one time, this other sister was talking to her about some negative news about the church.
奇怪，那个电话就一直断。
And suddenly, their phone call started to be disrupted.
就是不知道为什么，电话本来好好的、哦。
Originally, it was fine.
电话就掉了，就连续试了大概五次。
But it became disconnected 5 times.、
啊还没讲完就断了嘛哈。
Even before the conversation was over, it was disconnected.
继续要把这个事情把这个话讲完。
So this other sister would call again, trying to finish the words. But for 5 straight times, it was disconnected.
那后来这个姐妹就想起来了。
And later on, this sister realized
这些话一定是神不喜欢的。
That these words must be words that are displeasing God.
就跟这个姐妹说不要再讲下去了。
And she said to the other sister, saying, "You should no longer speak of this."
我们现在不要讲，我们现在跪下来祷告。
Let us not talk about this anymore. Let us pray.
为教会祷告。
Pray for the church.
哎，祷告完之后
，After the prayer,
再打电话。
She called her.
电话都好好的。
And the connection became fine.
Internet 没问题。
There's nothing wrong with it.
什么事情都好了。
Everything became fine.
这个就是神的提醒。
This was a reminder of God.
有时候我们在讲一些不好的话，对每一个人的信仰都没有造就的话，哎，神就出面提醒了。
Sometimes when we are speaking words that are not edifying to anyone. God appears and reminds us.
所以我们要讲造就人的话。
So we need to speak words that are edifying.
我们劝勉是要劝勉，让我们的信仰能够更坚定的话语。
We exhort one another so that our faith will become more steadfast.
那哪些话会让我们的信仰更坚定呢？
And what are the words that causes our faith to be more steadfast?
看哥罗西书。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
看哥罗西书第三章十六节。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 16.
这里圣经提醒我们要怎么样劝勉。
Here the Bible tells us what the contents of our exhortation.
三章十六节
Colossians 3:16
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里用诗章颂词灵歌彼此教导互相劝诫心被恩感歌颂神
Verse 16 Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord
这里讲对信心有造就的话就是神的道理。
Here it tells us that the words that are edifying to our faith are the words of God.
我们分享弟兄跟弟兄姐妹分享我们从圣经所领受的这个神的道理。
We share with brothers and sisters the words from the Bible from God that we have received.
用诗章颂词灵歌他说彼此教导彼此劝诫。
With psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, we teach and admonish one another.
然后就是常常讲感谢的话。
And often speaking of words of thanksgiving.
当我们心被神的恩感动以后。
When our hearts have been moved by the grace of God.
我们讲出的话语都造就人。
The words that we speak will be edifying.
神的灵就会在当中运行。
And the Spirit of God will work among us.
我们互相劝勉以后。
After we exhort one another.
每个人的心里就会火热。
All of our hearts will be burning with zeal.
会常常感谢神。
We will often thank God.
所以不管做什么事情，最后都会奉主的名，然后常常感谢父神。
Therefore, no matter what we do in the end, we will thank the Lord in His name.
那这个时候，我们就是在激发我们起初确实的信心了。
And at that time, we are reviving the faith that we had from the
beginning. 因为这些东西实在真的对我们的救恩有帮助的。
Because these things all are beneficial toward our salvation.
所以今天我们要趁着我们每个人都还有今天这个时间呢。
Therefore, while it is still called today, while we still have time,
让我们每个人都能够彼此相劝。
Let us all exhort one another.
因为如果我们不劝
，Because if we choose not to exhort,
我们当中或许有人会对神的作为视而不见，就会存着不信的恶心，把神离弃了。
Some among us might.Have the heart of unbelief, the evil heart of unbelief towards the words of God. History tells us
日光之下没有新鲜事
that under the sun there is nothing new.
以前的以色列百姓曾经这样做过
In the past, the Israelites have done this before.
今天在真耶稣教会里面
Today in the True Jesus Church,
一样会有人看到神的作为却是不信
Similarly, there will be people who see the works of God yet choose to not believe.
我们今天在主里面
Today we are in the Lord.
我们成为一个新人
We have become new.
但是我们有可能被我们的私欲控制。
But we may be controlled by our lusts and desires.
让我们的肢体重新做罪的奴仆。
Which causes our old self, ourselves to be slaves to sin.
我们的心可能会变刚硬了。
Our hearts may be hardened.
对神的道理听不进去。
We may be unwilling to hear the words of God.
对神的恩典没有感受。
We may be unwilling to feel the grace of God.
所以每个人都要彼此相劝。
Therefore, we need to exhort one another.
讲造就人的话。
Speaking words of edification.
讲神的道理。
Speaking the words of God.
讲让我们都会很感谢的这些劝勉的话语。
Speaking encouragements that will cause all of us to give thanks.
那我们每一个人在主里面。
Let all of us who are in the Lord.
我们的信心都会成长。
Grow in our faith.
我们教会里面充满神的爱。
Our church will be filled with the love of God.
当人来到这里的时候
，When someone comes to this place，
我们会真的感受到神正在这里。
They will truly experience that God is here. How wonderful it is for us to be here.
那么主耶稣的名就被高举，就得荣耀了。
The name of the Lord Jesus will be held high, and His name will be glorified.
那我们传福音其实是非常容易的。
And at that point, our preaching of the gospel will become easy.
愿主耶稣祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.